welcome to the Early Wedge Best Bet Show. I am your host, EC. I mean, I don't even know what to say about last week's tournament. If you had Sam Burns like I did in the Without Market, that's one of the most disgusting beats I've ever been a part of. We'll talk a lot about that. But congrats to Patrick McDonald, who had another single bullet winner on this show. He guaranteed a Scotty Scheffler win. Well, something like that. Patrick, you guaranteed a Scotty win. We have Patrick, we have Sobel, we have Sia. I'll start with you. Good job. You called your shot.
Yes and no. I got lured into that 70-1 exact box with Sam Burns as well. So I was right there with you, hoping for the big payday late on Sunday. Brutal back nine. Brutal Sunday for the guy, but nice to ease the pain a little bit with Scotty outright.
Hit the ball in the fairway on 18. All right, so yeah. I'm kind of mad at you today for two reasons.
Me.
Number one, yeah, you. Number one, you brought up Sam Burns' name a few weeks ago. I would not have thought mm-hmm. about that. So you forced me to take him, and I had to suffer. Had to suffer through that 72nd hole garbage, and you got me to bet preseason football DFS, which was a disaster. I mean, anything Steelers to money save line. For yourself. I told you about that, Patrick. I told you about that.
Second part of this. All right, if you're betting DFS preseason, like it's not for a return on investment. It's just to like keep you occupied for all day Thursday until they actually start playing the games. Just something to do, really. You can spend a lot more money doing other things and losing your money on other things. But I happen to like breaking down fourth string receivers on the preseason slate. That said, if you hadn't listened to me and put Burns in your exacta, you wouldn't have had anything to sweat on Sunday in the first place. So you can at least thank me for having that to sweat because he was close.
Sia, hold on a second. Wouldn't you rather not be close than to lose like that?
I ask myself that question more often than you think because it just happens all the time, especially in DFS. You saw my DFS lineup on Sunday.
Yeah, that's brutal.
It was in first place, tied for first for 4,000. It ended up winning $250 because guys like Burns and Sung J.M. tumbled right off the bat. And I got to tell you, I'd actually rather be the guy that had $4,000, $5,000 and then lost it down to $250. And in your case, have the sweat and then lose it because, A, you get the sweat, which is – we're a part of this whole interaction with sports books and all of that is the sweat itself. It's fun. And it tells you that you were like a lot closer to drilling a perfect hit than most people. And so that should give you confidence going into the next week and the next week and your process.
It actually gives me less confidence, especially when you're betting. Because then I'm betting Sam Burns. Sobel, I'm betting this guy. You can't trust this guy on a Sunday. We can't. We have to have a new level of no bet list. And that's like Sam Burns and then everybody else.
EC, I'm a big believer in when you come close, it's always a positive experience. Even if you don't win, I don't care if it's Sam Burns or Ludwig Oberg or whoever else has played really well. Siwoo Kim played really well this year and they haven't won. It just means the more times you get into the heat of the battle, the better chance you have of winning and the better off you're going to be the next time you get that opportunity. I think it's the same thing for betting. I think the more times you, EC, have a chance to win a bet, the better your opportunity the next time because it's the law of averages.
Got to see how you perform under pressure, EC.
My outright card is disgusting this week. I'll talk about that. Like, I hate what I did. It's just who I think is going to do it. All right, Patrick, let me ask you a question. Which is a worse beat? Watching Max Grazerman miss five putts in a playoff last week or last year in Detroit to win, or Sam Burns could have gotten a half not only on my outright without Scotty, but the 70-1 ticket. And he hits it in the bunker, has to lay up, and then whatever that third shot was.
I'll go with Grazerman, just because I know you really like to bag on that guy.
It's See, Grazerman.
It was worse.
It's Grazerman, I mean, because he had so many chances to win. Burns, I mean, I understand Burns had a chance to cash your ticket, so it's a little bit of a different analysis. But I got to be honest with you. When he stepped up to 18, I wasn't like, he's parring this hole. I was like, this is probably a bogey. I actually thought that.
And I really don't even like remember the Grazerman thing. I know you do, EC, because your brain works that way, but I do not.
Sobel, do you remember that the Rocket Classic 2025 where he had where they knocked Chris Kirk out after the first hole, and it was he and Pat Geeter, and it was like, oh, Grazerman, 12 feet for birdie to win, misses by an inch.
Yeah. I believe I had Grazerman that week as well. I just haven't been complaining about it for the last year.
And now we move on to one of the guys. How can I segue from that? And now we move on to our storylines. And last week we talked about Scotty Scheffler, and Well, producer Matt put together a little package as to what was said. Let's see what we got.
Would you guys like to take a guess at what the odds are for Scottie Scheffler to win all three playoff events?
70-1.
But his is, it's shorter than it should be.
They're going to put it at like 25-1.
No. No way. 80-1.
45-1. And as a comparison, Rory McIlroy is second on that list at 270-1.
Sure. That's so silly.
Come on.
You can't even celebrate that ticket if you hit it because it's the dumbest bet you could possibly make.
Who would possibly put money on that?
And Sobel. I mean, that's amazing. Sobel, have at it. Go for it.
How did we not hammer Scottie Scheffler at 45-1? What a great number they were giving us last week. It's probably now like 12-1 for him to win the next two. Maybe even shorter than that. How did we not see this coming? We all should have bet that, and I can't believe we laughed at the books.
I mean, hold on.
Uh-huh. We laughed.
He's only won one of the three. Like, can we relax just a little bit?
No.
Just
no,
one.
We can't relax. No.
Second one of the year.
It's coming.
Patrick, what do you say about that?
It's funny because Rory's been the number two for, it's always been Scotty and Rory for so long. And I felt like at the beginning of the year, that gap shrunk, obviously, when Rory won the Masters and Scotty wasn't doing his winning. And then you look at it now, and has the gap ever been like so wide just with how much Rory seemingly does not care about this? Obviously, he could turn it on. He might just turn it on for the Tour Championship and gear up for East Lake, knowing his history there. And then just the level of intensity, I would say, from Scheffler right out of the blocks for the postseason. So, look, I'm with you. I'm going to say Scotty's going to sweep this thing just for fun. I said he was going to win 10 times. Everyone knows the FedEx Cup playoffs count as 3X on the win mark. So if he wins all three with that one win at the Amex, we would get to 10.
He could win, Patrick, the next 2 weeks and then take six of the fall events.
That too. That would make 16 with the multiplier.
Wow. See, you and I agree a lot on when it comes to, like, we disagree with the other two. And I say, it's not, Scotty's not winning the next 2 weeks. Like, in theory, I'm out.
The problem is if he wins this week, I mean, with only 30 players, he'll be one of the, I mean, there'll be such a gap. And I'll be honest, I am betting the without Scottie Scheffler market.
Right.
But again, him winning the next two, it feels still a little long shotty to me. And for the record, I still don't think 45-1 was a good number. I don't think that's a fair number.
You have to bet the without market this week if you have it. Now, like on some sports books, like Hard Rock doesn't, they don't have that. But if your sports book has it, you have to play that, right, Sia?
I'm playing it. I don't think you have to. I think there are guys with, if you're talking about upside and ceilings, there are guys that can compete with Scotty, especially if his putter happens to be off or something like that. So I don't think you have to, but I'm choosing to.
Patrick, why are you shaking? You don't have to. Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You guys going to win? You told me this guy's going to win two more.
I know, but
in a row.
Out of principle, if you fall for everything, you stand for nothing.
I don't even know what to say from there. I mean, this show is leaving me speechless, and we're only 9 minutes in. Let's move on to FRLs, and we're going to start with Patrick because the segue just writes itself. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I'm going to go Scotty Scheffler, first round leader at 10-1. Not a appetizing number whatsoever, but I think he carries the momentum from that second round and that fourth round there at TPC Southwind, where without that break there on number three, I know people will say he got some other breaks too, but man, he was just sniffing the hole so much this past week, especially on the greens, that I think he just carries the momo over into the first round and he grabs the first round lead.
Sobel, you are not going to take that approach and go with another guy who is red hot right now in Hideki Matsuyama.
Yeah, had Hideki in this market last week. Obviously, that didn't cash, but it very well could have because he birdied the last five holes to miss part of that chop for the first round lead by one. That said, I'm going back to the well here. Played well. I'm trying not to read too much into the 2018 PGA Championship at Belrive, which is the last time we saw this golf course 8 years ago, just because so much has changed. That said, Hideki closed with a 66 that week, so maybe a little mojo. And Justin Rose, same thing. Justin Rose had four rounds in the 60s at the 2018 PGA Championship. And maybe just having some experience on this golf course helps them in the first round, where some guys are still getting the learning curve down.
Sia, you have some interesting names here, but first, is there a weather dynamic that you looked at? I mean, we see what the conditions on the screen. Anything concern you there?
Not really. The wind, the gusts, the heat. By the way, we'll probably see some cloudy conditions. And honestly, if it rains, it might rain a little bit in the middle of the day. That actually might help the afternoon guys, obviously, especially if they – I mean, I don't think they'll be taking a break, but just softening up the course even more than it already will be. So I don't think there's really any advantage one way or the other. I like Hideki too. He was my first round leader just with Jason. I had him last week, and honestly, it was just such a poor start, but felt like – he was primed to be the first round leader. I'm going right back to him. These three guys, Matsuyama, Hovland, and Knapp, are all just go out and go get a low number and maybe combust the following day or a day later like Victor Hovland did last week. But all these guys are super sharp with their ball striking, their driving, total driving, their putting can spike. Like, these are just primary candidates for a first round leader. So Hideki at 28-1, Vic at 30, and Jake Knapp at 33.
See, when you're betting a course that has not been played, most of these guys haven't played it in a professional round, when you're picking FRL, is it just recency, like as you explained, or what's your technique for doing that?
Yeah, it is. It's recency, and it's obviously guys that will go low. And so a lot of times when you're looking at first round leaders, now granted, these are like shorter shots, so they're kind of boring, but you're looking for guys that are going to go after their ceiling, that aren't going to play conservatively. The conservative guys can get a first round leader as well, but like, these are guys that are just like flag hunting typically. And they're also, of course, in really good form. And I don't think there's anything about this course that requires really anybody to have been there before.
Coming up next, Sobel, I believe you were red hot in the matchups category last week. I think you went 2 for 2 with that easy winners, like not even a sweat. Can you do it again? We'll find out next after we hear from one of our sponsors. All right. I know this is a golf show, but we like to deviate here and there. I want a national championship pick for college football right now. Hmm. Just what first team that comes to your mind. Patrick, don't tell me Virginia Tech. They're not. No, that doesn't count. Give me a real team.
Let's go. Okay.
Give me a real team. Okay, so he's out. Who you got? Give me a real team. No, they're not going to win.
That's who's going to win.
Sobel, do you have a real team that's going to win?
So personally, I don't have a real team. My allegiance is to whoever my money's on any given day. As far as the team, I was asked this question before. Emily Proud asked me on CBS HQ before I went on with her earlier today, and I didn't really have a good answer. And I went Ohio State just because I happen to see they're at the top of the ranking, which usually doesn't work out that way, but they're really good. I don't know. I hate Ryan Day. I don't like Ryan Day.
Ooh. See ya. Who you got? Overrated coach, but yes.
I'm going to go with the Canes. I'm going to go with Darian Mensa for your Heisman Trophy.
Ooh.
Now, is that the quarterback for the Hokies?
Well, quarterback for Duke and now the Canes.
Oh, so, okay.
Kind of Hokie-ish, Hokie country.
Wait. He transferred in conference?
That should be banned. I agree. That should be banned. Yeah.
Despicable.
Your quarterback is Ethan Grunkmeyer from Penn State, Patrick. That's your Virginia Tech quarterback.
I hate that name. Don't love that.
it's not great.
In the chat, Ethan Grunkmeyer. We have Josh who says the Ducks. We have Rick who says Georgia. And we have a few Notre Dames from Crispin, Loud Harley. I'm going, if you ask me today, I'm going Georgia. And I have Georgia over Oregon right now. So it's funny you said, Notre Dame has not won a national championship since 1988. You cannot bet them at 7-1. You just cannot. They will be there and they will choke as they always do.
They're going to lose to Miami in November.
Where's their quarterback from? CJ Carr, is it?
Yeah.
The Midwest.
He's back. Can I change my pick, EC?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I'm going with the Arizona Wildcats.
Oh, yeah, that's
me too.
They're not going to win. Their coaches tell me that they're going to win, but I know they're not going to win. I mean, the coaching staff's like, we're going 12-0. We're going to the CFP. I was like, probably not. Okay. I'm being honest. See, I'm trying to. Okay. Let's move on. Sobel, you went undefeated in this category last week, and you have a couple of matchups, starting with one of Patrick's favorite players who I have a stat about him later. Don't worry. I got some stats for you.
Oh, good.
Xander Schauffele, though. Start with Schauffele.
I was worried you didn't have enough stats for us tonight.
Oh, I got something for you. Don't worry.
You mentioned that I went 2 for 2 last week. One of the plays I had was Xander Schauffele over Rory McIlroy. There's no reason to think that that won't happen once again. Talked about each of these guys last week. Xander Schauffele found something in Detroit 3 weeks ago. He said he was playing golf swing, not golf. Before that, he'd gotten too technical, swinging freer now. It's been a runner-up finish in Detroit, and he tied for 7th last week in Memphis. He's playing good golf. Rory McIlroy does not seem to care whatsoever until he gets to East Lake, so there's no reason to believe we should play Rory McIlroy this week, that he's going to magically flip the switch and start playing better golf. And then, look, I am, and this is going to be a theme for all of my picks throughout the night, that I am a big fan of momentum in the playoffs. Guys either have some gas in the tank right now or they don't. And the guys that have gas in the tank are usually going to be repeaters week in, week out in these three playoff events. JT played pretty well last week. Colin Morikawa did not play well at all. I'm taking JT.
Crispin, let me just give you one comment on Notre Dame. They will get to the college football playoff because their schedule is an absolute joke, but then they will not win at all. Just going to point that out. All right, Patrick, Matt Fitzpatrick, Cam Young. I'm on one of these players for an outright or in the without Scotty market. I'm not going to tell you which one, but let's start with Matt Fitzpatrick. Why do you like him?
Yeah, if you look at the last 3 months, Cam Young is the second worst putter in this field, which is pretty bonkers to say considering how well he was playing on the greens there throughout the spring. But something has clearly changed, and it seems to have kind of flowed throughout some other aspects of his game at time. And so I think Fitzpatrick right now is the more – well-rounded player, and so I'm going to take him at minus 105 if you want to take the Sobel momentum factor into this as well. Fitzpatrick played pretty solid in his first start since the Open there last week. Cam Young did not play well, and so we continue that. And I'm going to, you know, to continue to build Sobel up, I'm co-signing that Xander over Rory pick as well.
Of course you are. Yeah, of course. I actually am going to triple sign that. I actually really like that play. So I mean, that could be the early wedge jinx. We know what happens when we all agree. See, this one's off the radar here. This one's kind of off the beaten path here. A minus 134 with a guy that played really well, but still does not have a PGA Tour win in Alex Noren.
Yeah, played really well last week, played really well the last 3 weeks. You know, Alex Noren's one of those guys that when he finds it, he finds it. We know he was dealing with the injury last year. Earlier in the year, he had some flashes, and then he kind of forgot how to swing a golf club about a month or two ago. But Alex Noren over his last three tournaments has been really, really good, and we see it with the ball striking with him. We're really seeing it with the putter and the short game. Bud Cauley, on the other hand, we think of him as a ball striker, and yeah, he could rebound at any moment, but the ball striking hasn't been good. It's either the off-the-tee play or the approach play that's giving him problems. But I think just as important, the putter's been pretty bad lately for Bud Cauley, and that's not the case for Alex Noren. So I think Alex Noren has multiple outs because lately he's been just as accurate as Bud Cauley off the tee. He's been better with the ball striking, and then the additional out is the short game and with the putter. I think this minus 134 number, it's juicy for sure, but I think it's warranted, and I think Alex Noren's going to have another good tournament.
I think you're right. I like co-sign on that one as well. Patrick, do you co-sign on my pick? Your boy, Adam Scott, we don't talk about him enough on this show. Top Oceania, that's a Sia Najad special in that market. We have the top Oceania market, Adam Scott at plus 155 over Minwoo Lee and Ryan Fox. Fox still celebrating that Open Championship win. He was awful last week. I'm writing him off. Minwoo Lee, I mean, it wasn't great. These two guys also are kind of locked into East Lake. I don't think they're going to get surpassed. Meanwhile, Adam Scott at 27th in the FedEx Cup is definitely in danger if he does not play well. He has back-to-back top 12 finishes, and the putter is red hot right now. Plus, he has the course angle here. He was solo third in the 2018 PGA Championship, where he was awesome with the ball striking and awesome with the putter. So Patrick's boy, Adam Scott, is going to make us some money, right?
Cash it. I was waiting for you to bring up that 2018 PGA, you see.
Got the notes. All right, what do we have in finishing positions? Haven't looked this far ahead. We have a parlay, which makes me so happy, but we'll start with you. Patrick, Sepp Straka has not been very good lately, and you're horrible. Giving me a...
He's been so bad.
I mean, so is you just playing the number here?
Yeah, a little bit. This is a guy who has winning upside, of course. Whenever he gets gets in the mix, he tends to have a decent closing rate. So I'm going to take him for a top 20 at nearly 4-1 at plus 350 in a 50-man field. Actually hit the ball pretty solid last week at the St. Jude Championship. If you want to kind of dive into the numbers and try to take some positives out of this run for him. Putter's been poor. We talked about Cam Young being the second worst putter over the last 3 months. Number one, boom, Strakalaka, Giuseppe himself. And so we get him on some bent grass greens, some surfaces not a lot of guys have seen. Very undulated. Maybe you have to be a bit more creative. Maybe it unlocked something on the greens for him for a top 20 at plus 380. I'll take that risk. And then Justin Rose, top 20 plus 175, has actually played his best golf on bigger ballparks so far this year. When you think about Torrey Pines, Memorial, he had a good run. Played well at Shinnecock. You could even throw the PGA and the Masters in there as well. And so had the low round on Sunday. Hopefully he snowballs that into a good tournament this week. You don't really need to see much from Rose to know that he's starting to peak. And I think that Sunday round is hopefully the sign of that, of some good golf coming back into his game.
Patrick, I'm a little surprised. You had an interview with Akshay Bhatia, and I think you had somebody else on the other show. Who was that?
I had, let's see, the Siwoo one. We had Matt McCarty. Yeah. We had Jack Whaley. We've been – it's like a –
I thought you'd give Akshay in this section. You just talked to him. I figured, you know, give us a little recency here, no?
He has not been playing great, and without looking at the numbers, I'm guessing the driver has been great throughout that stretch. And I think you're going to have to drive it pretty solid this week.
Fair enough. Sobel, a couple of guys that drive it really solid. I hate to say it. I really hate to say it, Sobel. I love these picks, and you'll see why later. Start with Xander Schauffele, top five at plus 275.
You hate to say it. I hate to hear you say it.
Yeah,
even
I bet
more.
You do.
But yeah, look, Xander can win this golf tournament. I still think it's Scotty, and I'm trying to avoid Scotty. I hate the without market. We'll get to our outrights in a minute. I also don't really want to take Xander in a without market. It's getting really short there, so I'll just play him top five. And I like that top five. I'll throw that in some parlays as well. Xander, I talked about him already. He's playing some really good golf, and I think he's peaking here at the end of the year. Then we all know Ludvig's had struggles trying to stay on top of a leaderboard, but that floor is very, very high. Eight top 10s in his last 14 starts. He just seemingly plays well just about every week. And again, I am sticking with the haves over the have-nots. The guys who played well last week are going to be on my card. If you didn't play well last week, you're not going to be up there.
Speaking of parlays, and Sobel, we know you're full of them and we love them. I mean, I love parlays. I see a parlay on this screen from Sia Najad, and see, I hate to say it, this is an A++ parlay.
I mean, here's the thing. We only have 50 players. There's not as many betting options, right, whether it's matchups or finishing positions or otherwise. And it's also harder to find value when you know the top of the board is really stacked. It's harder to find guys that are going to sneak inside, like the top 20 or the top 10, that kind of thing. So, yeah, Xander and Cameron Young to finish in the top 20, you're getting plus money. I hate to parlay finishing positions, but this seems pretty comfy. We already made the case for Xander. We'll make the case, more cases for Cameron Young later, but obviously total driving, this guy's a monster, off the tee, distance, all of those things. He checks those boxes. He's a complete monster on approach, although last week he had some issues there, but I'm not really worried about one bad approach week. And then the putter can absolutely leave him, but to be honest with you, even if he's bad with the putter this week, I still think he can finish inside the top 20. So again, plus 110, I'll take it. And Decky's just been playing too well. Look at his last six tournaments, T14, mm-hmm. T14, T3, T5, T7, T7. The guy's on a roll and he's doing it the right way. He's been more accurate than I thought he would be off the tee. He's got reasonable distance. His approach play is amazing. Putter can get red hot. So I just think Decky's fit for maybe a winner and outright for this tournament, but top 10 at plus 168, I do like a lot.
I love that pick as well. I love all, I mean, this is, you go ahead, Sobel. Yeah.
I was just going to throw in, I love the top 20 parlay. I'm only disappointed that there's only two players in the top 20 parlay. I might have like a 19 player top 20 parlay. That just seems like so much fun.
Hold on. During the long shot section, I have a 10 to 1. Eight-person finishing position parlay. It's only 10 to 1, but I think you're going to like it. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, man, this is – I cannot wait to see what that screen looks like. Now, see, I'm with you on all three of these players, including Hideki Matsuyama, top 10 at plus 168. And, Sobel, I know you really are big on Siwoo Kim this week. He's my OAD. Mm-hmm. I'm going to catch all of you when he wins this tournament, potentially. I could win if that works out among the show, and we'll explain why that can happen based on what happened with Siya last week. We'll talk about that later in the show. But Siwoo Kim, top 10 at plus 166. He has top 10s in 11 of 22 events this season. The ball striking has gained on this on the field in 9 straight events. And statistically, he's the best player in the field with approaches between 150 and 225 yards. And you will see plenty of those this week. Long approaches at Bellerive. So that is something to keep your eyes on. Coming up next, get ready for another rant about Sam Burns when the No Bet List makes an appearance after we hear from one of our sponsors. All right, we just saw an NFL on CBS promo. So just like I asked you guys before, give me one NFL future that you like. We talked about this on the Early Edge yesterday. Siya, I almost want to ignore Patrick because I know what he's going to say. But just what about the Steelers? What do you want to tell us about the Steelers?
Let them go first. Let me look at some lines in the meantime.
Okay, okay. Sobel, why don't you start us off? We know you bet something already.
I'm going to give you two teams, and you can play this however you'd like to play. Just two teams I think are probably better than the baseline. I don't play futures very often, and I'm not betting in advance. I'm looking more at, like, you know, fantasy football stuff right now, so I haven't completely thought this out. But I think the Chargers are much better than I think people believe they are, and I think the Jaguars are much better than a lot of people believe they are.
So the Chargers,
I'm out on the Jags.
Oh,
I am too.
Really?
Yeah, I am too. And the Chargers just lost. I was big on the Chargers. They just lost their center, probably for the season. He went down in a dual practice today. So that's
something. Yeah, I didn't know that. Put the ball between his legs.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's important. When you pay $30 million for a center and he gets hurt, okay, see ya. What do you got?
So, I mean, I kind of agree with Jason. There's not too many futures. I did that Super Bowl exacta with the Rams and the Bengals, if you recall, at 90-1. I do like the Bengals. The problem with the AFC is it's so stacked. You can make an argument literally for at least 8 teams to win the AFC, in my opinion. Certainly the Chargers are one of them. I think the Bengals are interesting. I'll say this. The Texans to win their division. I told you I was down on the Jags.
Love it.
I'm down on the Jags. Obviously, I'm down on Tennessee. I like their win total under. I don't even mind doing an alt win total under for Tennessee because I just don't think they're there yet. And then the Colts just have too many issues at the quarterback position, at the receiver position. They're just kind of like one of those teams. It's just not going to happen for them. So I think Texans to win their division at this point near even money is a pretty great bet.
Okay. I like that. See, I think that's I think the Texans can be the best team in the AFC. Patrick? I know who is not going to be the best team in the AFC, and that is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, you can get them for the north, that north of 5-1, which I think is pretty rude, honestly. But I will say, if I'm looking at division winners right now, the one that jumps off the page is a team that should have been in the Super Bowl last year. The Denver Broncos are 2.5-1 to win their division. I don't get that. I just don't get that. That one stinks off paper. I know the Chargers have a little mini-me calling the plays now, and Patrick Mahomes is coming back from, a torn ACL? Is that what happened with him?
Yes, that's correct.
I think he's going to be okay. Travis Kelce's coming off a wedding. I'm going to go with the Broncos. Bo Nix, they got Jaylen Waddle.
I love the Waddle. Okay. I got a four-leg parlay for you. Go ahead, Sobel. Yeah.
One more. Sorry. I don't know what the win total is. I know it's really low. The Gardner Minshew led Cardinals will be better than you think.
Gardner Minshew?
He's their backup.
Jacoby Brissett is not lasting more than 4 games. Come on.
Oh, he totally is. And they're going to go to their rookie from the U before
Carson
they go
Beck,
to.
Yeah.
Carson Beck's hurt already. Like Gardner Minshew is a good NFL quarterback. Oh, by the way.
Okay. I got a four-leg division parlay. This pays almost 43-1. We got CS Texans. We have the Chargers, who Sobel talked about. We have the Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams, because that will happen. And the New Orleans Saints. You can get that at 43-1. There you have it right there. That is I love the Saints. I know the Jordan Tyson injury, and they had another defensive line injury, but that division is awful. And so I'm big on the Saints at plus 260 and in that parlay. And if I was to add another team, Rick in the chat, I would, and I hate to do this, I really do, I would add the Chicago Bears at 3-1.
Yeah.
That would turn it into a 100-1 parlay. Go ahead, Sam.
I always post division parlays before the season. You're reminding me that I haven't done that yet. So I'm going to post some on the Twitter later. But shout out to Duff and Scott and Crispin and Barry Gross, 671 Stonefish. They're throwing in, they're dropping a lot of knowledge here. Some Bucks fans in here. We're fading the Panthers. Love their win total under, like, a lot. So Moshi's in here, Joe, Mike Miller. A lot of good NFL knowledge being dropped right now.
How about our guy Berg is in the chat, and he's dropping the Giants. No, Berg, the Giants stink. They'll be lucky to win 8 games.
They got Najee Harris?
Yeah.
Congrats. When did that happen?
All right, we're a golf show we have to get back to. I love talking the other sports.
Let's go.
Let's see it. Let's see the no bet list, which survived last week. You know what? I mean, next year on Early Wedge, there will be a Sam Burns tier, and then there will be like, I will tier this list. There will be like the absolute cannot bet anything on them, Sam Burns, in that category. And then there'll be like a, you've choked before, so Patrick Cantlay and Max Grazerman, and then the rest. Yeah, just terrible. So we have to survive a few of these names. Bob McIntyre shooting an 82 on Thursday. He's probably not getting it done.
Despicable.
But I'm breaking the rules this week. There are a couple of names that, remember, I bend the rules. Let's see what we have here on our outright screen. Can the no bet list survive two more tournaments with only seven X's? All right, let's start with you, Patrick. You're giving us a TBD.
Yeah, it's going to come on the next screen. I figured out how I want to play Scheffler because I'm going to in some capacity. But the lone outright I have in the Scheffler market, even Justin Rose 70-1 to win this golf tournament. Look, long shots are tough in a tournament like this with only 50 guys. But if you look down the list, like Rose winning a playoff event like he did last season, kind of out of the blue, is not out of the realm of possibility. Abilities with how well he hit it. And you have to remember, this was a guy going into the Open Championship who a lot of people liked as well, was on one of those European vacations like all the Europeans were, just because they have some DP World Tour tournaments to go after the Tour Championship. So I think Rose is gearing up for a big fall starting this week.
All right, before we get to the without market, let's bring in Josh to join us, because this is a really interesting way to play Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, I like Patrick wanted a way other than 3-1 to win the golf tournament to bet on Scottie Scheffler. And he's 10-1 to be the first round leader. So I feel like I thought about that. And if he's the first round leader, I find it hard to believe he doesn't win the golf tournament. So 21.5-1 to win wire to wire doesn't. Piques my interest a little bit. So yeah, that was the way I kind of got into Scottie this week.
And talk about your other two in the with Scottie Scheffler market.
It is without Scottie.
Those are without. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Those are without Scottie. Michael Thorbjornsson, big ballpark this week. I think you're going to hit a lot of long irons. I just think the golf course is going to play into the stuff that Thor does well. Hit a lot of drivers, not too many wedges. And I think he's still just playing really, really good golf. And this is a golf course that will fit him much better than TPC Southwind did. So 40-1 for Thor. And then Adam Scott, 46-1 in the without Scottie markets. I'm getting wooed by the 2018 PGA Championship. I'm getting wooed by his iron play coming back around a little bit. I'm getting wooed by the putter. And I just think he, from a profile perspective, does some things that will be advantageous this week. So, and it's a guy that, you know, there isn't a ton of interesting names down in the 45-50-1 range in a field of 50. So getting 46-1 in without Scottie market, sounds like a good time. So Adam Scott, 46-1.
You know, 671 Stonefish brings up a very interesting point in the chat. He says, EC's dating adventures, he cracks under, or Sam Burns and my dating adventures, we both crack under pressure. I don't crack under pressure. The girl, you guys heard the story off the air. We won't get into that. I mean, there were some things that were out of my control there.
Red flags.
I mean, it just was an unfortunate set of circumstances that was out of my control. Most of it. So we'll say that. I was not like Sam Burns. I would be able to hit the ball in the fairway on 18. Unfortunately, it's like if you hit a sprinkler head like Scotty did on 3. That was like my
Packers
dating
coach, you know, Sam Burns.
Oh,
like that fairway looks impossible to hit from.
Hit an
from
iron.
The T-box.
You're playing
still
second.
Still, no matter what you're hitting, it feels like there's nowhere to hit it. I've stood on that tee box and it's like I've got no idea. I guess I'll hit it in the bunker.
is it really that hard of a fairway to hit?
Oh, it looks like there's, you want to hit a four iron, but the four iron isn't exactly that much easy. It's not like the water is short, is long. It runs all the way along the left. So it's just impossible. It really is.
So we'll go for it.
It's a hell of a euphemism when you're talking about your dating life and then say, I'd be able to hit a ball on 18 in the fairway.
I would. I mean, I don't do it in my real life. Let me put it this way. I was in a playoff golf league. And I'll make this quick. I narrowed this match. I was getting blown out. I narrowed it to one point difference. We play with the Stableford. Narrowed it to on 17, and I hit out of bounds. So I guess I'm not the one to necessarily talk about that. But a guy who wouldn't hit it out of bounds, Sobel, is Siwoo Kim, who, if he wins, and you have him in the without market, if he wins, I very well could win the OAD challenge, and I really am excited about that on this show. But talk about him. Why do you like him at 21.5-1 in the without market?
Yeah. So again, same thing. I'm taking guys who have some gas in the tank, some guys who have some momentum, guys who are playing well. In fact, if you want to go back to that exacta that I almost helped you hit last week, EC, I would go Scotty and Siwoo this week. I'm playing the without market. I detest the without market. We're gambling, guys. If you're going to gamble, you might as well gamble. And yet, I can't get over the fact that Scotty's going to win. So I'm taking some other players. Jake Knapp played really well. That was his best finish last week, a seventh place since the wrist injury back in April. And then Kurt Kitayama, the floor is really high. We've yet to see a great ceiling in the last 3 or 4 months, but he's playing some really good golf right now. So I'll take them in the without market as well. Again, all guys who played well. I'm not going off the second page of the leaderboard from last week.
Sia is going off the second page of the leaderboard, and I agree with him in Cam Young.
Yeah, the vibes aren't great for Cam Young. If you're looking at recent history, obviously, he's hitting it pretty well with a couple of exceptions that the putter hasn't really been there. But when I first looked at what this course was going to call for, the first name I thought of was Cam Young, especially when you consider, and my plays are in the without market, when you consider who's behind Scotty. Like, I feel like it's kind of up for grabs. I feel like you could really make an argument for, 20 different guys. And Cam Young has exhibited the upside this year. We know he can close. And if the putter comes around, we talked about bent grass greens and how that might benefit Cam Young. If the putter comes around in any appreciable way and the approach play and total driving is what it has been, I really think he could even beat Scotty here. So I like the number at 16-1. And then I'll go right back to Victor Hovland. Had him last week. I think he's a great course fit. And I think, he's going to have trip ups just like a lot of golfers going to have trip ups. We can talk about Ludwig and so many other golfers, but at least he's putting himself in the conversation. And at least he's attacking pins and has, again, been a guy that's shown the upside this year as well. So 22-1 on the without Scottie Scheffler market. I will say I wanted to sort of 10X my money with the way I was betting this week, even in the without market. I did want to add Hideki. So he's kind of the guy that I didn't add in my outright card, but I did kind of play him in a weird way in the long shot section.
So I'm embarrassed with my picks here. This is Chalk Central, and I included a guy in Xander Schauffele who I counted up his career wins. He has 10 of them professionally, and only 4 have come on the U.S. mainland, which is not necessarily a good sign. Yes, I did count that. Yeah, he won overseas. He won the Olympics. He won in Hawaii. He doesn't win in the U.S. very often, but we're playing him just to get second behind Scotty. So, that's what we're going to do here. I'm not proud of
that. Is that the stat you had to show off?
That's all I got for you this week. I'll have better next week. I will give you more next week. I promise. This week, not good. So I apologize for the chalk. But hey, solo second at the Rocket Classic, which can be considered a comp course to here. Ball striking's been really good lately. The putter's been into the positives lately. He's looking for his first non-major win in the United States since the Travelers in 2022. Say that 5 times fast. First non-major win on U.S. soil since 2022. We're asking a lot.
What did he do the week after the Travelers?
I don't remember offhand. Probably not good.
Yeah, I think he won the Scottish Open.
Oh yeah, it was like a break. It wasn't like, I don't think it was like a direct. It was like a week in between. Regardless, nonetheless, he wasn't on U.S. soil. You guys, Sia talked about Cam Young at 16-1. I hate to go with Ludwig at 14-1, but every one of the top 6 finishers with ties in 2018's PGA Championship finished with at least six strokes gained ball striking, and Ludvig has done that six times this season. Came up just short last week, so almost his seventh. He's gained off the tee in 14 of 17 this year and on approach in 15 of 17. If the putter can do anything, I think he has a shot to contend here. Once again, I hate the number, like the player. So we're going to go Ludvig at 14-1 along with Xander 14-1 and Cam Young at 16-1 in the without market. Now, this next screen, I have no idea what I'm in for. We're going to all find out together. What does the long shot screen? Oh my gosh, look at this beauty. I don't even know where to start. So Patrick, I'm going to start with you with some exactas. I like this. Okay.
You've inspired me. And I don't like calling them like dual forecast or none of that. It's an exact or a trifecta and you box it. So we're going to exact a box, Scheffler and Schauffele, like 35-1. Everything you said, EC, you've inspired me. We're going to start this or end the season kind of how we started it with the Xander Schauffele train. And then we're going to just exacta Scheffler and Siwoo Kim at 70-1. So pretty the exact same price we got with Sam Burns. Granted, that was a box. But Siwoo, if you look at his season, good things come in pairs for him. And so I think he's going to carry over the form he had last week.
Josh, you're only going with one pick, and it's not a parlay, unlike the rest of the screen. What do you got for us in the FRL market?
Well, I had an extensive parlay, and Matt texted me on the side and said, there's no more room. Can you change that? So I changed it. EC, I know what you're thinking. Matt McCarty, haven't heard his name recently, and you're thinking, has he been sneaky good recently? The answer is no. He's been about as bad as you can possibly be recently. And okay, is he a good first round player? The answer is no. But what he is 50th in the FedEx Cup rankings. So he has to win to get to Eastlake. We talked to him on Scorecard today, and it seems pretty clear that he's going into the week with absolutely no strings attached. And Sia talked about earlier in the show, like what are we looking for in a first round leader, and guys who are just going to hit at the pin with reckless abandon. And so that's going to be Matt McCarty. We'll see. The putter is really, really hot. He said that's the only thing I don't need to touch right now. So if we can get a good ball striking round, just kind of one off, the putter is absolutely there. So there's no reason to take Matt McCarty FRL, but I did at 90-1.
A Scottsdale resident, I wish you luck with that. We love the longer price there. I'm going to get out of the way here with because Sobel and Sia need to take control of the screen. I have a parlay with Scotty to win, Ludvig top 10, Adam Scott top 20 at 40-1. I feel like that's a fairly safe way to play Scotty to win. And then, hey, Patrick, do you believe this will be the last LIV Golf event this week in Indianapolis?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, Sobel, what do you say no? Sobel, you say no.
No, I'm hearing it'll be a zombie tour of five domestic, five international events next year, fulfilling contracts. Might not have the best players, might not be great events. I don't think they're going to sign anyone new, so I don't think it goes anywhere. Like if you're a college kid, you're a Caleb Surratt or a Michael Lasasso, good college players over the last few years who signed with LIV. There's no way a college kid is going to touch LIV moving forward. So I don't think it goes anywhere, but I think they play and we just don't even talk about it.
Yeah.
Sobel, will John Rahm? Sobel, do you believe John Rahm will be on the PGA Tour next year?
No, I believe John Rahm will be on the DP World Tour next year.
There were rumors out there. That's why I wanted to ask about that.
Just until Patrick McDonald puts it out there, like,
or, not me.
Or another of the very few actual beat writers who are covering golf, don't listen to like some unnamed Twitter source who's just putting stuff out there. Come on.
I mean, if I see you or Patrick on Zaire Golf, then I know it's a real thing. That's how you're right.
Gosh, don't get me going, EC. Don't get me going.
I had to do something for LIV here. If it's their last tournament, we had to include them in our parlay. So I'm going top 10, Thomas Peters and Brandon Grace on LIV, Jacob Skov Olesen and Eugenio Chikara, a former LIV guy on the DP World Tour at a little over 60-1. And now I will exit the premises, or at least turn the floor over to Sia Najad for this beauty of a plus 1072 parlay.
Real quick, did we, when Thomas Peters came onto the scene, I feel like he was talked about, like at least almost talked about in the way that Ludwig was talked about. Am I wrong about that? I feel like the swing, like everything about Thomas Peters was like, oh my gosh, this guy has so much upside.
Are you thinking Peters or Dietrich?
No, I'm thinking Peters.
Okay. I was often confused.
Probably not quite Ludwig, but he was, I mean, he definitely kind of had the game and the, the swing was really, really nice. But I wouldn't go all the way to Ludwig, but I don't think you're that far off.
I mean, yeah.
He did play great at that Ryder Cup in 16. That was kind of okay, this could propel this guy.
And I thought it was going to be just like a temper problem for him. And he's just going to he's going to have to keep that at bay and then he's going to be good. And then it just never came around for him.
And he won the individual. He won the individual NCAA championship before he turned pro. So that's probably, there's probably some of that there as well.
He has since sort of said it, but I had heard throughout his time on the PGA Tour that he hated playing the PGA Tour. He hated being in America. Like, I get it. Like, I don't know, if you took me and put me in Belgium for 5 years, I'd be like, I don't know. I kind of want to go home. So I don't necessarily blame him for it, but yeah, I don't think he was happy being over here.
Show me the money.
I mean, that might have been him catching all the L's and not living up to his potential too. Yeah, and now we're finding a reason to. Anyway, okay, let me go to my. So here's how I'm betting Hideki. Like, again, I could have just put him on my outright card. And if you all want to put him on your outright card, and Adam, I think that's great because I just love what he's been showing the last four tournaments. But if we think Scottie Scheffler is going to win, then I can do the whole straight forecast exacta thing. Scheffler to win, Matsuyama to come in second. It's basically like betting the without Scheffler market, except in this case, Scheffler actually has to win 70-1. So we can throw a few bucks on that and kind of have an outright on Hideki Matsuyama. Here's a parlay. Everyone that's listening, watching, and everybody that's on screen right now, let me know which one of these fails. And I understand it's a parlay and one of these legs is likely to fail, but just keep in mind when I say these that there's only 50 players in this field. Scottie Scheffler, top 10. Feels pretty good. In the top 20 market, we're going with Xander Schauffele, Tommy Fleetwood, and Hideki Matsuyama. Feels pretty good. Maybe Hideki can, I don't know. I think all three of those are pretty great. In the top 30 market, we're going Patrick Cantlay, Victor Hovland, Ricky Fowler. I could easily put them in the top 20 as well, but they always have a disappointing day, right? Like, let me get a little room with those three. Alex Noren, top 40 to round things out. Again, only a 50-player field. It's only 10, close to 11-1. I feel like this is pretty solid.
I'm nervous about a top 30 in there.
Is it Ricky Fowler?
It's just, I think one of those three guys is the guy to watch.
Fair enough.
I like it, Sia. I mean, I wish it was greater odds, but there's a 50-person tournament. You need Alex Noren not to be in the bottom 10. You need Ricky Fowler to, I mean, he's playing to make Eastlake. You would hope he could finish around the top 20. Okay, that's fair. Now, then we, Sobel, this is a beauty. I mean, you got two that are just amazing. Let's see your first one.
Well, they're very similar. I'm taking one and then just adding to it. But I feel very much like Sia. How does it not win? Scotty to win. Xander top five. We've already talked about this. Ludwig being top 10. And I love Siwa this week. It's 120-1 right there. And then for the second one, we're just adding Dan Brown, who's come off a season on the PGA Tour that was good but not great. Probably not good enough to stick around. That said, playing a Lynx golf course overseas, should feel right at home there. He's about 30-1 on the DP World Tour, and we beef that thing up to a little 37.50-1, which I really like this week.
That's how we make money on early wedge. We're going to hit one of these days.
I mean, I feel like we have to disclaim that's not how we make money on the early
wedge. This is how we do it, ladies and gentlemen.
Put a dollar down.
Put all your money on this screen and this screen alone.
$1. I sent this to you guys last week, and look, I actually make, for all these stupid parlays I say on the show, I am absolutely making these plus 73 other ones just because I think it's really fun and I want to hit one of these. I made one last Sunday as the leaders were making the turn just about on the DP World Tour that had Jeff Winther and Gino Tiddecoon and Scottie Scheffler that hit. And I thought to myself, and I think I told you guys, why are we betting on Tuesday? Why don't we just pick up bets on Sunday and try to hit some parlays like that once we already know who's in contention? But we have shows to do, so we got to do them on Tuesday.
Please continue to watch our golf betting show on Tuesdays.
I'm just trying to get us a golf betting show on Sunday mornings as well, Josh.
We had one of those. It was pretty good, I thought.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was a good one.
And let's see OAD. It's time for OAD. And Sia, what happened last week? Let's talk about
I forgot to submit my pick. I submitted it on the show, and for some reason, I thought I had submitted it before the show. That doesn't all, it's not always the case. Usually, I check before Thursday morning. On Wednesday night, I'll check. I had Hideki Matsuyama. That was the plan, and I would have won $582,000, so I'd be eclipsing $14 million here. It's the only time I've ever forgotten to put in an OAD, at least this year, so it's pretty disappointing. So now I'm outside the money, but that, the good news is I wasn't going to be first place anyway. Probably wasn't going to be top five. And now somebody who's a viewer or listener gets to sneak in and maybe get $100 or whatever it's going to be because they're in the top, they're in the money. I guess I could get back in this week, but yeah, forgot. That's on me.
Kristen, you're in first place. If you're watching this, good luck. All you got to do is hold on. Let us know in the YouTube comments or in the chat if you are here. Who? Well, I don't know if you want to say who you're picking just yet.
No,
let us know.
No.
Let us know in the YouTube comments after the tournament has started who you have so we can check that out. Good luck to our friends Mutandas, who's fifth. I believe Stonewall is still in sixth. Hefster, I don't know what happened to you, but you dropped down. So good luck in McAdoo. Go ahead, see ya.
Yeah, I have a proposition for Josh because I happened to look at his one and done pick. Remember last week we were like, oh, we're both taking Hideki. And then he found out I was taking Sam Burns this week. So like there was no way he could pass me. Well, I didn't submit Hideki, so I still have him available. So I think Josh, and he can correct me if I'm wrong, pivoted to another player because he at least wanted the chance to be like in first place among this crew here. And I want to give him the chance if he wants to change his pick. Back to Sam Burns. If he does, because I didn't use Hideki, I'll be willing to take Hideki. And then now Josh at least has a chance to assume first place without having to use the person that he chose.
I'm kind of trying to be a hero this week. I think I'm good with sticking where I am.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate that. That's good sportsmanship.
Very honorable. It's very honorable. What do we have?
Where's he playing mind games, Josh?
I don't know.
See ya. We're going five different ones this week. See ya. Sam, I mean, he's not going to win, but, you know, he's probably going to finish up there.
Yeah, I mean, truth is, it's a coin flip between him and Decky. I've been very impressed with Decky, but yeah, I have Sam Burns left. I had Decky left last week or so, I thought. And here we are. Sam Burns is the last good guy I have.
Josh, you're going, I mean, this is a hero move. Mm-hmm. You're going for the win with Adam Scott?
Listen, the stuff of legends to move into the top 10 at the BMW last event of the season because you took 46-year-old Adam Scott. I mean, legendary end of the year move. Yeah. If it pays off, part of it was trying to jump Sia. I'm cool with sticking with where I am, and we'll see what happens. But I mean, if Adam Scott wins the golf tournament, it'll be me and absolutely nobody else, and that'll be kind of fun. It'll be me alone on the week long standings. It'd be like, this guy had Adam Scott, what an idiot. I agree, but it'll still be cool, so I'll stick with Adam Scott and see what happens.
You might be the only one in the pool with Adam, so that would be impressive.
lot of people have used all the top tier guys, and Adam Scott played well last week. There might be a handful, but he's probably right.
I've got one other name that's maybe two besides Sam Burns. They're like, that's probably the right call, but that's no fun. Other than that, Patrick, I mean, I kind of go down the list and I kind of think Adam Scott has just as much of a chance to win as some of these other guys that I've got.
Patrick, I'm really surprised you saved your boy Xander until the end here.
Well, not necessarily. I try to use him a couple times this year. I had a buddy switch him out at the Masters, who I'm in another one and done pool with, and then I forgot to put him in another time also when I forgot a pick. So we third time's a charm. We've already locked him in.
Good. Okay.
Xander Schauffele is the pick this week. Confirmed.
All right, Xander it is. I'm going to give it a try with Siwoo Kim. Sobel's big on him. I think Siwoo Kim has a chance to win this golf tournament. He's played too good this year to not have a win. But if he doesn't win one of the next 2 weeks, he has to be on the no bet list for an outright, right? Like, you can't – if this guy is going to be that good and not win, he's definitely making the 2027 no bet list. That's happening. Sobel, anything to add on Ludvig?
Only one of us can more than double their money this week. Yeah. Also, the polls are about to close. Every good race can end with a concession if you're not going to win. I feel like this is my concession speech. It's been a good race, guys. I congratulate all four of you. I don't think I'm going to win. I'm just going to put it out there right now.
Yeah, it's the I'm not getting fired. We're mutually agreeing to part ways. Tweet. Yeah,
maybe
I've done a horrible job. Everyone knows it, but we've agreed internally that I get to say we've mutually agreed to part ways.
I mean,
more right than you think.
Sobel, if Ludwig wins, it would be the most legendary thing for you to earn more money in 1 week than you did the whole rest of the season.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I told you, I love the momentum plays here in the playoffs, so I just want to gain some momentum myself here.
Mm-hmm.
Can I be honest with you guys? Mm-hmm. Ludwig occupies like zero space in my brain right now. He just kind of is, like, I don't think about him at all. And I think that's more of an indictment on me than anything else, because he just kind of finishes ninth every week. But he just, like, I don't even think about him. It's kind of strange.
Josh, I'm thinking about the Mad Men meme where, you know, he's in the elevator, and I'm thinking of Ludwig saying, you know, I think you're mean, Josh, and Josh, you're just like, Ludwig, I don't think about you at all.
I'm not trying to be mean. He doesn't strike me as a guy that's gonna win a golf tournament right now, which is wrong, but it's just the way that I feel.
And now it's time for best bets, and we're going to see how you guys feel. A couple of you have very similar picks, but we are going to start with best bets with one, Sia Nejad, and a matchup play.
All right, yeah. My best bet this week for the BMW Championship is Alex Norn. Not a guy I normally go to. Listen, I'm normally a Bud Cauley guy, but Bud Cauley's been a little shaky with the ball striking lately, and Alex Norn appears to have found something. So in a tournament matchup, Alex Norn, who's not only got him recently, at least on the ball striking, but certainly has him with the putter. Alex Norn's been amazing with the putter all year. Tournament matchup, -134 over Bud Cauley.
So we have a couple of Siwoo Kim plays. Patrick, you have him as the higher play, so I'm going to start with Sobel for a Siwoo Kim top 10 play.
Yeah, why not? Love Siwoo this week. As I've mentioned throughout the entire show, I like guys who played well last week, who have some gas in the tank, who have something to prove, especially the guys that haven't won yet. Siwoo checks every box for me, playing really well. Tee to green right now. I will take him for the top 10 at a nice plus money number.
Patrick, anything to add for Siwoo in the top five?
4-1 for Siwoo top five. I'll add this. Good things come in pairs for Siwoo Kim in 2026. He went to T2, T3 in the beginning of the year. Then he went third, fourth at the Harbortown in Cadillac. Then he went second, 10th at Byron Nelson Memorial. T9, T6 at Scottish Open and the Open. Both of those could have been better finishes. And just coming off that runner-up finish last week, carry that over to a top five this week.
Josh, this was my winner in this category last week, and it was kind of dicey at the end there when he missed a two-foot putt. But Tommy Fleetwood in the top 10 at plus 130.
Yeah, this kind of started with the DFS salaries, where Tommy Fleetwood is the third most expensive golfer in the field this week, but he's seventh in the odds, and therefore seventh best odds to finish inside the top 10 at plus 130. I just think the DFS salary is more indicative of the type of golf that Tommy Fleetwood is playing right now. He is not finished outside of the top 15 since missing the cut at the PGA Championship. T4 at the Open, T7 last week, and he's just doing everything well, hitting the driver well, iron play solid as ever. And in a field of 50 guys, I think getting Tommy at plus 130 to finish inside the top 10 is pretty nice, and he should be, I think, closer to even money to do this.
And I will go with a plus 120 with Xander Schauffele in the top 10 this week. The ball striking has been really good. The putter has been really good lately. And this is what kind of Xander does. Like, he just kind of doesn't do a lot the whole tournament. And then you look up and you're like, he just finished in the top 10 yet again. Just finds a way. He did, like, backdoors him like he did last week with a final round 67. He had a T7. Looking for his first non-major win in the U.S. since the Travelers in 2022. Probably is not going to get that this week. I think we all know that, even though I picked him in the outright category. But nonetheless, I picked him without Scotty Scheffler. Nonetheless, Xander for the top 20 or top 10 at plus 120. Say that five times fast. So I have Xander in the top 10 at plus 120. Sobel has Siwoo in the top 10 at plus 170. Patrick has Siwoo in the top five at plus 400. Josh has Tommy Fleetwood in the top 10 at plus 130. And C is going with a matchup play, Alex Noren at minus 134 over Bud Cauley. Now, gentlemen, I know what you're going to say, but let's play a hypothetical here. If Scotty Scheffler was not to win the FedEx Cup next week, who would be your first click? Like Morikawa was for me last week when I said he's going to win the FedEx Cup and that doesn't look so good. Who would be your first click this week, Patrick, to win next week at East Lake if it was not Scotty Scheffler?
Xander.
See ya.
Well, I kind of want to stick with the Fleetwood theme of like guys who just haven't been winning or don't win. So it would be Sam Burns or Hideki Matsuyama.
Oh, Sam Burns want to be sick. Sobel, what do you got?
It's Xander. It almost feels too easy, but he just plays so well at East Lake.
Josh, don't tell me Sam Burns like Sia did.
Yeah, I think I'll stick with Sam Burns. There's something so poetic, funny, appropriate about guy who never wins or a guy who can't get over the hump anytime recently winning at this golf tournament that everybody just feels like they're trying to get through and feels like no one's really paying attention to. And there's just something I think poetic about that. So I'll ride Sam Burns and I will be front and center for like the next 2 weeks on every show that EC is on and just in the chat, Sam Burns, Sam Burns, Sam Burns, Sam Burns. So arrow pointing up in all aspects of Sam Burns wins the fest.
Sia, do you remember last year on the final show, I gave out Scotty Scheffler as a 5-unit play to win
yes.
at East Lake. And you guys are like, what are you doing? And I said, well, we don't have to worry about Tommy Fleetwood. He's never going to win. I promise you, I will not make that mistake next week.
Yeah, I still remember the 5 units in parentheses, like on the screen. Not the best. Not the best.
Not my best, but maybe I'll give you a 5-unit play for something else next week. It will not be Scotty Scheffler to win at East Lake. Gentlemen, great show. Guaranteed, it's not going to be that guy. You guys in the chat, A-plus as usual. So entertaining. Great stuff with the football picks. Our guy Berg in the chat. All of you guys, Farzad, Crispin, Rick, Todd, Joe. That's just who I'm looking at right now. You guys killing it. Matt behind the scenes, best of the best. You, Josh, and Ben, we are so grateful to have you guys working on our early ed shows. So for Patrick, for Sia, for Josh, and for Sobel, I'm EC. As I always like to say, let's hit it big. Good luck.
Podcasts.